Good evening, Riverside.
I have a few scriptures that I'd like to share with you and some thoughts this evening. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. And again, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. When I read these passages of Scripture, I can't help avoiding the fact that I'm abundantly blessed. As a matter of fact, I'm so overwhelmingly blessed that I hardly give a thought ordinarily to the basics of food, clothing, and shelter in the way that Jesus and Paul were speaking of. This week, however, with this generational cold event that we're all currently experiencing, this has brought these basics full forward in my thinking. Life without electricity, stores, and restaurants is a shock for most of us. But losing heat, water, and food from the refrigerator hits a lot closer to home. We begin to have dim recollections and reflect on the way that our grandparents must have lived in situations like this. These are very distressing times, and as always, some suffer more from the impacts than others. For all of us, I think that these challenges should work to drive us back to prayer, back to falling on the Father's grace, grace that is new indeed every morning, back to basics, back to being thankful for every simple thing that we receive from God as his beloved children. Our modern world shields us from the basics most of the time, and the creature comforts that we often enjoy tend to become things that we can take for granted. Missing them for a time might not be altogether a bad thing. We took a long walk on snow-covered streets yesterday. I was immediately thankful for warm clothing, especially for a scarf to protect my face from the bitter cold of the wind. Coming back into a warm house, at least in between the electricity cuts, felt wonderful. I thought about the camping trips that I try to take to the Big Bend each year. Sleeping rough, usually experiencing both heat and cold over a few days, and dealing with our Texas outdoors, where everything either bites, scratches, or stings, always makes me grateful when I return for hot showers, tight shelter, and a soft bed. Great blessings. Beyond gratitude, though, we need to look around us for the people who are suffering the most. As Paul encouraged his dear friends in Philippi, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. The less time that we spend worrying about our own needs, the more opportunity we will have to be open to the needs of others and wants, the way Jesus has designed us to be. Each of us should look for ways in which we can serve others, especially those in the household of faith. As Paul made abundantly clear to the church in Corinth, we each have different gifts that the Lord has selected us to receive, to be used in the building up of the body of Christ. I need to get more excited each day about the ways in which the Holy Spirit has blessed me with the ability to minister to the needs of other people. I need to be creative. I need to be willing to be interrupted. I need to be open to whatever God has for me this particular day. I hope and pray that all of our Riverside family are able to get through this extreme cold period safely and with a minimum of discomfort and disruption. As always, if there are needs that you are aware of that the church can help to meet, please let myself or one of the other shepherds know. Or get word to one of the deacons or on the ministry team. If we go through the cold and the pandemic together, Riverside will be a stronger fellowship when we get through to the other side. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.